Really, generally speaking, not really. Although there are some group who are aware of these things and very vigilant about these things, but generally speaking, Filipinos really admire America. Like, you know, the things that we discussed in class, like they regarded everything made in the U.S. as, you know, desirable, as good, as superior, something like that. And this is due to you know, colonialism for 300 years under Spanish rule and 50 years under American rule. And so I guess that's one of the reasons why we have this colonial mentality. But there are people, there are groups of people in the Philippines who try to promote, you know, promote or try to convince people to also love our own, like, you know, and what else? I have something to say, I forgot. Oh, I taught Philippine history once in our school, and I learned that even if I'm an English major, I was asked to teach Philippine history. And in my observation, most of the Philippine history books in the Philippines, they portrayed Spanish colonization as bad. And then American colonization was good because America gave us democracy and introduced us this the kind of education that we have right now, which is patterned from the U.S. Education. So that is my observation. Most of the authors portray that Spanish did this to us, so generally it was bad, but America did this to us. And maybe that's one of the reasons why students and people in the Philippines think, oh, America is good and Spaniards are bad, like this, like that. But when I arrive here and you know, I listen to Liza's classes, and I just realized that, oh my God, how authors here portrayed the history of the Philippines and or the relationship between the Philippines and America is very much different how is it being portrayed back home.
That's